وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity, and one of the best ways to know about Islamic values about humanity is by studying the life stories and biographies of the great personalities of Islam. A very good book in this regard is a book titled A 250-Year-Old Person. This book is a compilation of the sermons and lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah, Martyred Sayyid Ali Hussein al-Khamenei, Ridwanullah alayh. So we were in the chapter 9th of this book, the chapter pertaining to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and we were saying that it is important to know the context of the life of a person and also to know the overall project of that person to understand the small or scattered events in his life. So in previous episode, we explained the difference. For example, in the case of the supplication, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is known with two major things among mostly at least Shia community or maybe even Muslims or non-Muslims. So one thing is his presence in Karbala and what he did after Karbala and delivering lectures and making statements, setting the track for what the Shia should do after Karbala. This is a very, very important thing. And also the Sahifa Sajjadiyya, the compilation of the supplications that he composed. And it's a very rich source of spiritual teachings, the way that we can communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different needs that we have, or even in different modes or emotional situation that we are. It's very important to know what's the etiquette of talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what should we be asking for. And so it's a very good source in different regards. But this thing, that the second thing, the supplication, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is known with the supplication. You can understand and interpret it in two different complete opposite ways. So one way that some people might understand it is that, like, for example, well, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, there was this this event of Ashura, and after Ashura, as if the Ahlul Bayt realized, okay, it's a lost cause. Let's just put aside politics and go towards another direction. Let's deal with like a spiritual thing and everything. And as if after this we don't have political Islam or political direction in the life of the Ahlul Bayt. But then another way to understand it, this is one way to contextualize the supplication. Another way to contextualize is that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, after the event of Ashura, yes, based on some of the realities on the ground, he could not and would not and should not have continued the armed struggle. And he just left it for others like Mukhtar or other people. But then he focused on some of the sources of the problem. What was the sources of the problem? The sources of the problem was people forgetting the spiritual nature of Islam. People being guided by some of the rulers that did not have or did not care anything about the spirituality of Islam. People or the masses, the society, having some bad examples of scholars who have sold their akhirah, their spirituality, for the unjust system or the establishment. So, you see, in the second reading, this is a revolutionary act. This is a campaign in itself to bring before the eyes of everyone the contrast between two kinds of Islam. The spiritual, real Islam that has a spiritual connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has this devotion to Allah. And then a kind of Islam that has a devotion, I'm talking about those scholars, they have some spiritual thing, but they are sold out. They are employed by the establishment. That's a bad thing. So Imam Sajjad wanted to say, yes, this is a kind, this is a different kind of campaign. This is a kind, different kind of a struggle against injustice in his time. We're gonna have a break and come back to continue the discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the necessity or the needs of the time of Imam Sajjad. One major need was for the religion of people, the society, to be rectified. And when we talk about religion, what we talk about the core of the religion, which is spirituality. The other is the ethics or the ethical values, the morality in society. It should have been rectified because all other directions were leading people into a very bad situation. That's why Imam Sajjad takes up this endeavor, this mission of training people. So mostly in the form of supplications, which is a very subtle and a delicate way of doing it. Because if he wanted to deliver like sermons and lectures, this would again be taken as some provocative move by the establishment. They would say, oh, you're provoking people, you're doing this and that. And then the smartest way to carry it out was to put it in a form that does not seem provocative at all. But it actually carries out the same essence, that to revive that spiritual. Once people are spiritually revived, they will realize that, oh, these people, they cannot be true followers of the Prophet. These people who claim to be the caliphates or the caliphs, the successors of the Prophet, cannot be truly those, or cannot deserve those positions, because a spiritual person understands that those are wicked, opportunist people following power only. So there's this, but yes, in addition to supplication, you have also some cases of sermons or letters that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, when it was necessary, he wanted to make it a little bit even more explicit. Like, for example, in alamat al-zahidin fi dunya, the sign of those people who are detached from dunya, الراغبين في الآخرة, those who are eager for the hereafter, those who are getting prepared for the hereafter. This is something in your life. Even Imam Sajjad, there are many narrations about how he wanted everyone actually to taste this thing from Islam. Like, for example, he was doing tawaf around Kaaba in Ramadan, and he was making this supplication, Allahumma arzuqni tajafi an dar al-ghurur, O Allah, help me to detach myself from this realm of deception. This is a world of deception. There is an explanation why this realm is the realm of deception. Wal inabata ila dar al-khulud, and help me to prepare to turn my face toward the realm of eternity. Wal ista'dada lil-maut qabla hulul al-faut, and before it's too late, I be prepared for death. It's a very, very awakening call. It's in the form of supplication. It's telling people that you're gonna get close, you are actually getting close to death. And you should get prepared for death before it's too late, okay? So this way he is actually warning people about the nature of the deception that is going on, and also the fact that we should get ready for the hereafter. It's not all here. We're going to have to be accountable for what we do in this world in the hereafter. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us to learn these beautiful teachings from the seerah of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa salam. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me of bliss for life eternal.